Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, it's Wednesday the 8th of April and I'm your host Amy Ravel.
And I'm Kirsty Ferugia. And this is not the Squiz podcast, Amy. What are we doing?
We both really love the Squiz and so we thought it would be fun just to make their intro our intro. We're pretty bored in ISO, so who knows what kind of randomness we're going to come up with next.
All right, are we going to do two P's in a podcast intro next time?
Okay, let's do that. But The Squiz is an amazing podcast for anyone who wants to get a daily news podcast. It's the daily news podcast that both Kirsten and I listen to. So if you are looking for something like that, we can highly recommend it.
And it's Australian, so it's awesome for us Aussies, not so relevant for you non-Aussies. So, yeah, go find your own daily podcast news podcast, peeps.
Yes. There's a lawnmower going in my background, so I apologise for that. I heard it when I listened to a recording before, so people will be able to hear it.
Okay, good. Sorry, people.
Sorry.
Can't do much about the lawnmower. Okay, what are we going to talk about today, Amy?
We are talking about gardening and decluttering in the garden. Guest.
Yes.
Why don't we see if we can get our friend Steve on the podcast today?
That would be brilliant.
He is a nurse. We'll call him. He is a nurse. So he may be in a nursing shift, but I'm going to go and call him and see.
He's not just a nurse.
No, he's a horticultural. He's a horticulturalist and a nurse, and he works in therapy gardens. He's everything, and he's my neighbour and one of my good friends. So I'm going to see if I can call him and see if we can pop an interview with him into the podcast today. All right, so I have managed to get hold of my friend Steve. We couldn't get Kirsty on the call. It just went all funny. So welcome, Steve.
G'day, Amy. How are you going?
Good. So Steve's at his house. Maybe how far away from my house? Would you be about 2K?
Yeah, about that.
So, Steve, tell us a bit about yourself. We've talked about you in episodes before, but we've never actually had you on the podcast. Give us, like, a good intro to who you are and what you do.
Well, I refer to myself as a mixed bag. I work at a hospital. I work as a nurse. I work as a horticultural therapist. And I also work as a gardens coordinator. So I work across three different sort of areas within the hospital, which is fantastic. I love that. It gives me different perspectives and different jobs to do. But outside of that, I am a bit of a passionate gardener. I have my own little patch at home that I love to play in and create. It gives me my enjoyment and solace and creativity and all that wonderful thing all matched in together.
And Steve, you may have also seen Steve on TV. Steve, you've been all over the world doing keynote speeches.
I have been very fortunate to, be a guest presenter on Gardening Australia. Where I've looked at therapeutic garden stories, did about six stories with them, which was brilliant. I'm very fortunate to do that. I've been fortunate to also speak about the gardens and the impact they have for us in a hospital setting at different places, some of which is here in Australia but around the world, at other conferences, and also to as a Churchill Fellow, went looking at other hospital gardens and how they do that, well, and what are some of the things to consider. So I've been pretty fortunate.
Yeah, you've got a good life and all made by the better that we've been friends for 25 years.
Absolutely. That's the foundation of all that.
That's right. Who would you be without me in your life, and who would I be without you in my life? Steve and
Absolutely.
I have known each other for a very, very long time, but we are also avid Canasta players.
Yes.
We should figure out a way to do it in ISO, Canasta in ISO.
Oh, gee, that'd be... Okay, could you? Well, there's some research for us.
Yeah, I think it'd be difficult.
It would. We might just have to do it imaginary in an imaginary way and plan for the first out of ISO Canasta game.
Yes, or maybe we just need to like have a glass of wine via Zoom or something like that.
Correct. Yeah, sounds good.
That'll do just fine. So today, Steve, what we've been doing is we've been doing daily episodes of our podcast.
Yes.
And talking about all different types of things, from how to grow in a season of crisis to how to declutter your baking trays to how to deal with overwhelm to like any random things that you can think of, we've been talking about.
Brilliant.
So Kirsten and I started recording this morning. So it's Wednesday and we started recording this morning and we're talking about gardens. And I was like, oh my goodness, we would be crazy not to call Steve and see if he's not nursing and horticulturaling today. So I just figure you and I are just going to have a chat about what gardens can do for people when they're in ISO, what they can do in their gardens, but also the therapeutic benefit of spending time in your garden when you can't leave the house, when you're kind of stuck at home. So, yeah, share with us your thoughts on these things.
Yeah, that's a really good point. This is a challenging time in regards to routines and what people do, and I think we need to probably just do our best to keep some routines, but also take the moments to go, if I'm not being, if I'm not doing all the time, that I also need to just be.
Mm.
And for me, I guess that's where taking moments to spend time in my garden really aligns with that. You know, it's a garden space. Mine at home really here is my sanctuary. So it doesn't need to be an amazing garden. It doesn't need to be, you know, the best space, the most, you know, beautiful or pretty. It just needs to be a spot where you can perch a chair, sit next to some plants under the tree, or sit somewhere and looking out at your garden. That really just gives you that chance to just ground yourself. Take a moment to breathe, to catch your breath, to go, this is my safe space, your home, your garden, your property. Hopefully that is the case for all, and it may not be for everyone, but if there's a moment where you can just bed yourself, perch yourself into your garden, it just gives you the opportunity to stop and, for me, and maybe for others as well, just to look at the things that are around you that aren't affected by this situation, that just keep doing.
Yes.
They are just going through their ebbs and flows. So I'm sitting here looking out at the moment to my garden, looking at my maple tree. It's autumn here. The leaves are just doing their normal thing. They are changing because it's their season. So for me, there's a little bit of peace with that, to know that that's routine. That's just doing its thing. And it's not affected by the current situation. And that is reassuring for me.
Oh, I love that thought that you can look out into nature and think, hey, like our worlds might be in total chaos, but their world is perhaps even thriving because there's not more car pollution and, you know, all the things that might impact a garden or, nature in itself. It's just going along happily.
It is. And I've previously reflected on this. There's been times when I've driven up into the local forest areas when we're going back over the last years, and I've just had that moment of realizing that if the world stopped, humanity stopped, this forest would just keep going. Maybe if the world didn't stop, but if humanity stopped, this environment would just continue and would be oblivious to it. Which is really interesting, because when we come back to the garden context, you're sitting here going, it's just continuing. It's doing its normal, natural thing. And that's reassuring for me in this situation.
Yeah, even looking at things, so Steve has seen my garden, and the only part of my garden that has had any kind of intentionality put into it are the plants that Steve and I planted together.
And how are they going?
Oh, so good. I looked at them yesterday. So the idea that Steve and I had is we wanted to create like a little bit of a, so it's on the side of our basketball court, like a little bit of a divider so that the balls, but hardy, so the balls could bounce up against it. And Steve, there's no gaps in it anymore. It's like a full little hedge thing.
Perfect.
They're so good. And I've got your old pots that all my herbs have died that were in the pots. I don't know how I can kill rosemary, but I do. But I think just looking out there thinking, do you know what? Even the weeds are flourishing.
They are.
Everything's flourishing. Like, and, you know, in Melbourne we've had so much rain. Like, it's been incredible. All the rivers are flooding. Like, I just keep getting notifications from Vic Emergency. Another river has broken its banks in your area. Which is, you know, just, you're right, it's the seasons just doing their thing.
It is. But, you know, the other thing about our gardens is that, you know, it is also still a time to be doing some stuff in them. Autumn's a great time to, you know, get into the garden, pull out some weeds, think about what you're going to do and plan for spring. So that now's the time when I often get into the garden and do a lot of digging and preparation work. For the next season.
So, tell us a bit about what to do at the moment. Like, is it pruning time? Is it, like, you know me. I know nothing. Nothing about gardens that you haven't taught me. So tell us, like, is it planting time? Is it, what's going on now?
Yeah, cool. So for those that are into veggies and herbs, there are there's still some winter veggies that you can put in now. But also be mindful that some of those do take quite a few weeks before you'll actually get any produce off them because they're slower growing. But they're still a great time to put some of them in. Things like your brassicas, your spinach, or not my spinach, your cauliflower, your cabbages, things like that. But also think of some things like your lettuce or your leafy greens that are faster growing because they're good ones to get some produce off soon. But apart from that, now's a good time. You know, we're about to, a lot of the deciduous plants are starting to die down.
Mm-hmm.
They're starting to go into their sleep phase. So maybe not quite so soon, quite now, but in the next month or so is a good time to, once they've died down, is to clean them up, trim them all back, get in and do some soil preparation, put in some compost ready for the spring growth after winter. That's another good thing to be thinking about is while we're in the midst of the moment, we can still be planning for the next season.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
So about 40% of our listeners come from the US, And they're probably coming,
oh, is that coming
into spring, aren't they?
Oh, awesome.
Okay, so give us some tips for our US listeners.
Well, see, the wonderful thing about spring is that it's this new energy. There's this new life. So I know that when I'm in winter and I am, you know, winter doldrums, the joy of spring is that there's new life, and that's a very positive experience. There's new growth. So now is the time to add some extra fertilizer to the ground, either liquid fertilizer as it's starting to grow, because now's the time that they're putting on all their growth and they will benefit from an extra food.
Mm. And is Bunnings still open at the moment, Steve?
Here in Australia, yes. I think they've got restricted times. And also, the other thing too is it may well be good to consider either a place like that or your local nursery.
Yes, good point.
Because local nurseries here are still open, if they can be, and also they are doing deliveries. So give them a call, chat with them with what stock they've got, and if you need to, you know, get a bit tech savvy and say, can you take a photo and send me that? And I'll go, yes, I'd love that. And then they can do deliveries that are, you know, non-contact deliveries. So they're really thinking cleverly and laterally in this challenging time, and looking at ways that we can still get plants and essential veggies and herbs and things like that, as well as other plants. But that's another good way to still get things for your garden.
Mm, that's a really clever idea. I never would have thought of that. See, so glad that I could get you on, Steve.
Oh, it's good to help. But yeah, and a good thought there. Where they are able to, local businesses are staying open, and it's a really good time to be supporting them as best we can within the constraints and conditions we've got, because we really need them to continue and survive.
Absolutely. I know both you and I, Steve, I've watched on Facebook as you've been given some shout outs in our local community page. Because, you know, like we know what it's like to not be able to do the things that you would normally do. And I know what it's like as a small business to be restricted. So help people and businesses where you can.
Yeah, think creatively, think laterally, because the local businesses are doing that too. And they're, you know, doing it tough. So support each other, look out for each other. The optimist in me looks at this and goes, yeah, I think through those kind of things we can hopefully get some really good positive changes to how we do community.
Yeah, I think we're going to come out better in that way.
Yeah, it's just
that's
challenging.
That's my hope as well.
Challenging between now and then, but let's put some things in motion now to connect with each other, support each other.
Yes, totally agree. Now, Steve, lastly, I just want to find out, you've been doing these really, really cool videos each day. are they public videos? Are they on your public profile page?
They are. They're on my Stephen Wells the Gardener Facebook and Instagram.
Yep.
And it's me just having a bit of fun for a short period of my day, getting some exercise, going in my garden. I've got a slide and I've got some steps and I'm going up and down, but just having a bit of fun with it. It's it's not a fitness exercise video. So anyone's thinking that Stephen's getting into exercise videos and how to improve your body while you're in ISO, it's not that. It's me just being fun, creative, having a little bit of exercise and keeping sane.
It is so – they are like the highlight of my day. I just wait for them to come out. And there's been some where I'm like, Cal, come and watch this one. Or kids, there's Teddy's going down the slide. Or I think in this one, Stephen's in his undies.
I'm getting creative, but there's only a certain amount of props I have at home.
Yes.
So it's the challenge is for me to be keeping creative. So
I love it.
It's fun.
It is so fun. So make sure Stephen Wells the Gardener is the page people need to look out for, and then we'll put a link to it in our socials as well so you can find him.
Awesome.
Steve, hey, you're the best.
Great chatting with you.
So good.
Keep well. Keep
safe. Good luck when you're in the hospitals. Keep yourself safe, and thank you for being one of our essential staff.
Yeah, no, I need to look out for all our essential staff.
Yeah.
There's lots of us in various areas, doing best we can. But,
exactly.
For those that can stay home, stay home, and those that need to go out, keep safe.
Yes, I have not left the house. I've barely got out of my pyjamas in 2.5 weeks. It's the best ever.
That means the washing goes down because you're not having to change clothes.
Oh, no, I do change my pyjamas every day. I can't sit, I can't be in my pyjamas every day and then have a shower and put the same pyjamas back on. I can't, like, I'm fair gross, enough. But I can't be that gross. Well, Steve, thank you. And enjoy ISO, and I'm looking forward to the slide video for today.
Brilliant. Excellent.
See Thanks. You, my friend.
See you, friend.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, my goodness, how awesome is Steve? Sorry, Kirst, we couldn't work it to get you on the call, but you can hear it in replay like everybody else.
I don't normally listen to our episodes, but I will definitely listen to Steve because I love him and all his wisdom when it comes to gardening. And so, yay, thank you, Steve.
Awesome. What is your gratefulness today for, Kirst?
I am grateful that Simon is the gardener in our house because I have a black thumb. So I'm grateful for his talents. We've got a beautiful garden and he loves being out in it and taking care of it. So I'm grateful for Simon today.
Awesome. I'm grateful for my brother-in-law, Marika, who does a lot of our garden. Cal and I both have black thumbs, which is not a great thing when we're on 800 square meters and there's a lot of like land. I would be amiss to say there's a lot of garden. It's not a lot of garden. It's a lot of just land. So we recently had Marika come and do our front area. So the front yard is looking better. And today Cal's job actually this afternoon is to weed it because we've had so much rain in Melbourne over the last couple of days. Like the rivers are all flooded and bursting their banks and the weeds have grown in our front yard like there's no tomorrow. So I am grateful for Marika, but I'm also grateful that we are healthy and well enough that we can do the little bits that we can do as well.
Awesome. Well, thank you again for doing that interview with Steve. And I will listen. I'm looking forward to listening to his wisdom. And I can't wait to hang out with you tomorrow.
Awesome. I'll see you on Thursday. Have a good afternoon, Kirst. Bye.
You too. Bye.
Thanks for joining us.
If you've learnt something awesome today, we'd love you to leave us a review on iTunes or Facebook so others can find our podcast too.
Don't forget, you can see the show notes in your podcast app or over at our website, artofdecluttering.com.au. So if there's anything you want more info on, check it out there.
If you'd like to join our supporter community, you can do so over at patreon.com/theartofdecluttering.
We hope you have a great rest of your day
and enjoy the freedom.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.